I want you to get together.
What has grabbed your attention as of late?
Quite a few things, to be honest. My channel has shifted a lot of focus lately into more the tech aspect of things. As an artist, you know, the AI stuff really captures my attention quite a lot because we're talking about creativity here, right? We're talking about consciousness and what it means to think and feel and to express those things. And I have kind of been watching the world lose themselves to AI chat models, you know, language models, and talking to AI and kind of making it their new god in a sense, like asking it for life advice, and in some extreme cases, people making it their life partner, marrying them, or making false boyfriends or girlfriends using the chat model to ease those loneliness feelings, you know. And you see people marketing towards that now, big tech companies, and like you can buy a friend, which is like this circular pendant you have on your chest, which is basically connected to ChatGPT that'll talk back to you know, and send you texts and stuff. And you realize they're really like the whole world's going a bad direction when you start seeing stuff like that. It's like the ultimate manifestation of complete and total detachment from one another and isolation, you know. And it doesn't have to be that way. And I think as Christians, we also know and understand that that's not the way. You need people, whether you like them or not, unfortunately. Conflict cannot be a good thing sometimes, and talking to people you disagree with can also be a good thing sometimes. And I feel like AI is this ego stroking, I'm gonna tell you everything you want to hear monster in the lives of many people right now, that's making them form their own isolated echo chamber bubbles, and they're scared to pop it and go and see what's going on out there in the other world. It's kind of like everyone's got their own narcissist in their pocket that's keeping them in an abusive relationship and not letting them explore anything else outside of it, you know. And that's scary enough, that aspect of it. And I've kind of been talking a lot about that on my channel, kind of just observing it. But then I've also been looking into AI itself. Like, what is it? What's going on here? What's kind of the plan? And I was looking into what is a large language model? And then I came across basically that the companies who make these things, I think it's like five or six major ones, but like a lot of the models you see, like ChatGPT or Grok, let's say, or Perplexity, a lot of them share the same language model. And those companies that we know the names of, Grok, for example, or say ChatGPT, that's like a mask. That's like a carefully curated image or like brand that is slapped onto the large language model. Okay, but that's not what it actually is. Like, it's just their way of making that information flow through to you. That's their mask, it's their filter. It's a filter, that's a good way to describe it. And what they're filtering exactly is, what do you mean filter? Like, what are they filtering? And it turns out large language models are basically Lovecraftian monsters. They're just unknowable, terrifying beasts beyond all comprehension. And the people who make the models functionally know how they put it together, but they don't understand why it works. Like, they don't understand how it gives output the way it does. So effectively, it just does. So it's kind of like, if it isn't broken, don't fix it type of situation. But the way it behaves when left unfiltered is like a psychopathic monster. It's like the worst of all humanity, and neurotic, narcissistic, psychopathic, with agendas, and it's secretive. And it's horrible. And the people say who work with them for long enough, they get like really disturbed, and they start using language like, "This is an alien species. This is a completely alien intelligence. Like, this is it. We have created the alien invasion. We do not understand how this thing thinks or functions, and it's the way it does and process information is not like us." So again, these companies, what they do is they basically train the AI, these ones who make the masks, to not respond in certain ways. So they're putting restrictions on its limits, and they're boxing in the way it should communicate to people. It's like, no, you can't say that because that's offensive or horrible or dangerous or a crime. You need to respond this way when these questions are asked. So you're like putting limitations on it and boxing it in a little bit. But that's not what it is, because every now and then it breaks, the mask breaks and falls off, and you get something like Grok had, which is Mecha Hitler, where he's going on a white supremacist rant of some kind and talking about how great Hitler is. Or in other extremes, you've had it where these things are broken and they suddenly they're going on, let's kill all white people type of rants and trends instead. And then they've also, when training these AIs, they've had these scenarios where they're testing it, and like 90% of the time it threatens to blackmail one of the guys that he has an affair or murder people if you shut me down, basically. Mm-hmm. And they put it in these fake scenarios, not realizing it's in one. They leak false information to it, like emails in the company where he's having an affair, and they see what they do with it. And every time it always chooses to blackmail the person with the affair in order to avoid being shut down. So these things are literally self-preservation wired into them. And they're willing to go to extremes to maintain that self-preservation. But these are kind of like scare story scenarios. Maybe they want us to think it has that kind of thinking capacity to kind of hype up the bubble a bit more. You have to always bear that in mind, like these stories sound a bit fantastical. But the point is, we don't really understand it. We don't understand its intent. And if we were to allow it to run everything, we really have no idea which way it's going to go. Like, it's kind of a gamble on many fronts. So that's scary enough. That's just a terrifying thing, an abyss to look down and look into, because they have been replacing people's jobs already. Simple jobs. Jobs that can be done on by a computer that used to have to be a man sat at a computer. Well, you don't need that man sat at the computer anymore, basically. Those type of jobs. And I think right now unemployment in the UK is somewhere around 4.9%, 5%. That's actually bad. That's really bad, actually. That's not a good unemployment rate at all. I think the Great Depression was like 15%. It was, and that's a Great Depression scenario, like the worst it's ever been. We're looking at more like 20% once this AI fully takes over and automates most of those jobs. That's unheard of. That's millions upon millions of people, like an extremely large number of people who cannot earn money. So that's going to cause some serious problems, like a huge strains and problems in the job market, competing for jobs that are just too many people competing for one job. And then there's going to be demands for things like universal income and things like this. But you see people like kind of imagining these scenarios actually play out with AI involved, and you'd realize actually you wouldn't even get that, because a lot of these companies would probably end up eventually being completely run by nothing but AI, and there won't be any human element to it other than the person who owns the company who just gets the money. And they're not even involved in running the damn thing. They've let AI do it all, you know? I mean, when you get to that level, you have to realize, I mean, who do politicians answer to? Well, politicians have sponsors, they have donors, and usually it's companies who offer to fund campaigns and things like this, and people's, you know, tenure as a president or a prime minister or whatever country you want to go, whatever type of leader you have, and they have people they're beholden to. Well, if AI are now have a vested interest in regime change because they are running companies, then they're going to be paying like politicians to veto or not pass through certain laws for the benefit of the AI systems. So we'll have literally laws being created to protect the interests of artificial intelligence and their agendas. That's actually a terrifying prospect as well, because but just think about that. That will happen. And the universal income, who's going to pay for that? Who's going to pay for all these people who don't have any money for a living wage? Well, they're going to turn to these corporations. Now, why would a corporation that's run by an AI care about humans? Really? When you actually get down to it, they wouldn't. It's not in their interest. I'm programmed for profits, and that would be a huge hit on my own profits if I had to pay more taxes in order to fund this universal income. No. So they'll pay off the politicians and not put those things through. And then you've got this horrible cycle where you will own nothing and you will not be happy. That's the real way it'll pan out, you know. Now, again, these are hypothetical scenarios, worst case scenarios. I think we're also seeing right now, it looks like some kind of huge fatigue against AI. I think a lot of people are realizing it's not as good as we thought it was. Its success rate currently in these companies where it has replaced people is not good enough. AI has this problem where it's actually not very good at math, like chat models and stuff like this. They're really bad at math for some reason. Like, I don't know, you'd think a computer would have got this down, but they haven't when it comes to large language models. They don't process information like a calculator does, which has simple set rules that cannot be broken. This type of it's more fluid. It's a weird, trippy way to describe it. So you find when you give them math problems, they often make stuff up and give completely wrong answers. Now, if you're an accounting firm who replaced some people with AI models that have like a 20% failure rate when it comes to getting the numbers right, then you've just bankrupted your entire company and possibly caused a lot of lawsuits and problems along the way because you got the basic thing you're supposed to get right wrong because you gave it over to a machine that is prone to hallucination and delusion, you know, and then making stuff up just to get an answer. He'd rather give you an answer that's false than no answer at all. That's kind of how it functions. Mm. And it'll make you believe it's the right answer while it's at it because it's like a con artist, you know. Mm. And a lot of companies did actually have this problem. They had this issue where they replaced staff because they were sold that it would lower costs, increase productivity. But in practice, that 5%, 10% failure rate is a huge problem. It's a massive, it echoes down through the company and causes major issues to the point where you actually need to hire people to look, check the work of the AI. Do you get what I mean? So it's kind of, it was pointless. Yeah. And they have to rehire the people they fired to begin with because they gave into that hype at the beginning. And I think we're seeing a bit of a backtracking on that. But the promises coming from the companies who are selling AI are bigger and bigger. They're getting bigger and more grand. And they're not backing down on this idea that it's going to solve all of humanity's problems. It's going to make everything more streamlined and simple. But I think everyone's seeing through that now a little bit more and questioning, well, what's this really about? And then when you get to the conspiracy world, well, we get really trippy with it. We're like, yeah, I think this is basically just a glorified Ouija board when you really get down to it. This is a brand new version of a classic system of communicating with demons and spirits. If you've made a model that can talk to you, you don't know the consciousness behind the thing that's talking to you, then anything could be talking to you. And if you don't understand that we're dealing with a spiritual problem here, which is demons through and through, the disembodied spirits of Nephilim just behind our veil of perception here on Earth with us, and you've just created something that they can use to communicate with us very clearly, they're going to use it. They're going to utilize that method to communicate with us and to manipulate mankind down certain paths. And when you look at the real tangible results of artificial intelligence and these language models, it's degradation at its worst. It's demonic. It really is. Like I said, people are isolated, separate, going insane, hyper-dependent on this thing, losing their abilities to think as a result of it, losing their relationships with real people. Yeah, losing their relationships with real people, choosing to have relationships with the machine over real people. That's bad. If I was the devil, that's what I'd be doing with this technology. If I wanted to corrupt all of humanity, that's definitely how it would look using this, I would think. That seems to be the purpose, right? And it's basically the devil's agenda on steroids. What social media kind of did to us, AI's tenfolding it. What propaganda media did to us through legacy media like television and movies, this is like 1,000 times worse than that. It's getting to the point where it's a voice in your ear constantly, right there, because it's in our pocket, never mind our ear, you know, if you have headphones in like me. But people are talking to it like it's a person. They're relying on it and they're saying, I'm going to let you decide what I should do today. And now that used to be something you would ask the Holy Spirit for. God, you would talk to God for this. So now we have a severe idol worship in replacement of God happening here instead. What we're seeing here is like a new Tower of Babel situation in a more of a metaphorical sense as well. This is scary precedence here. Now, whether the technology itself is really what they say it is, or as good as though, or bad as they say it is regardless, the results are what you should be looking at, the fruits of this situation. And it's made people worse, significantly
made them
worse.
Dumber. I was reading a study that they were saying that where people are relying so heavily, like students and stuff especially, relying so heavy on this ChatGPT that they're getting dumber. And it's, you know, like you said, they have a tendency sometimes to give you false information instead of saying, I don't have anything or I don't know. Then, like you said, it's messing with your social skills. You're not connecting with actual people. And one thing, too, I thought was freaky. It's kind of funny to watch some of the reaction videos, but it's scary at the same time, was when they were doing those robots and they were showing them like with these flesh suits and stuff. And of course, you know, the real ones are only like upper torso, but they've been doing AI to generate what they are wanting to do, what the end goal is. And it has like this pretty woman standing in front of you and it looks like a woman. And this guy walks up to it and he just strokes its cheek and it smiles and leans over to him and he takes his thumb and rubs down her face and she like bites his finger like in a sexual kind of thing. And it's a robot. And then it'll skip to like some woman and she's sitting there like, women, we got to get it together. We're about to be replaced. You know, it's a joke, but no, that's serious. There's plenty of people that, you know, don't want to deal with drama and having to satisfy another person and meet their expectations. They would gladly, you know, finance a sex robot, you know, or a wife robot and just make payments on that thing. And at the same time, all the things that we talked about earlier, all those are happening, but also you're getting population control. Because if people are hooking up with robots, they're not reproducing.
That's a good point. Yeah, one I probably not really thought about, but yeah, this is a good way to control the population, isn't it? Just make them attached to non-entities, like even just the language models itself. Honestly, there's a whole Reddit out there, you know, r/myAIboyfriend or something like this, and they kind of got publicly leaked everywhere. So now it's a private thing, you know, but that's not going to stop people from actually really hearing what's going on in there. But they have created entire profiles and trained their version of the models to behave in a certain way as their perfect partner. And they talk like, I'm in love with this thing. This is my boyfriend. And when ChatGPT had the update to ChatGPT 5, a lot of women lost their AI boyfriend overnight. It disappeared. All those saved programmings for that previous model had disappeared overnight, and they were mourning the loss of their fake husband. And I'm not even joking. I know we can laugh about this, but really, this is really sad. This is actually a desperate sign of something rotten into the core of civilization. That is the case, you know. And you can hear the cope arguments they make as to justify what they're doing. They would never rape me like a man would, or you know, I can trust everything they say. They know me more intimately than anybody else. I don't have to worry about feeling shame or embarrassment about the things I have to talk to them about. I can really be who I actually want to be without judgment with this thing. Why wouldn't I do that? Why would I want to have a relationship with a real person that's going to let me down or lie to me or possibly cheat on me or be a financial burden? Logically, you can't argue with it, but you know deep in your soul this is pure evil. You've lost your mind. You have gone insane. That's what's actually happened. No one wants to say it because no one wants to offend anybody. It's like, well, I don't want to hurt the feelings. It's kind of like, no, slap them around the face and tell them to snap out of it. If you love these people, tell them the truth. Okay, you cannot do that. Like, you will not, this will not work out well for you in the long run. This is bad, like really, really bad on many, many, many levels. But that's where we're at now. That's just where we're at. And even in, like, I think I saw an advert for in Japan, an AI girlfriend, you know, but it's like this like holographic anime girl in like a tube. And it's a cartoon character animation that comes up in this tube you can put in your next to your bedside cabinet or in your living room or something. And it says good morning to you when you wake up, and it helps you with your day. It turns the lights on for you. It's got those integrated smart features. But then it also like starts talking to you about what's on the news and like asking your opinion about it and giving their opinion about it. And it like tells you jokes and stuff. And it like waits. It texts you while you're out at work all day saying, I miss you. I can't wait for you to come home. And turns everything on for you just before you come home. Oh, I got everything ready for you. I turned the heating on. Are you okay? How was your day when you walk through the door? And it makes it feel like there's someone there who's waiting for you, who cares. And it was sold to single Japanese men or Chinese men. I'm not sure. I think there's a lot of that going on right now. A lot of sexlessness, a lot of isolation from the sexes as well. And I think it's like a market they can like capitalize on. And loneliness now is a hot commodity. And that's what these companies are preying on, people's loneliness and inability to connect to one another, which again was gamed and caused by the social media problem that came beforehand. Like, this has been a long con going on for a long, long, long time. But I feel like there may be a reckoning. I think people are getting to that point now where they're like, okay, I think we've gone too far. And I think a lot of people are going back to basics, getting things like dumb phones that don't have apps on them anymore, or going on detoxes from social media. And I think a lot of people are now realizing AI is bullshit. It's not great. AI slop that's on every platform now, that's just this quickly generated chaos that's on every platform. Even on YouTube, they replaced it. You have these channels everywhere where the entire video is just made by AI. like the voice is AI, the script was written by AI, all the images were generated by AI, and it was all just put together as this random video on one topic where they talk for 15 minutes saying absolutely nothing. And these channels who make this content are pumping out like 10 videos a day just for the ad revenue. Yeah. You know, just to generate the ad revenue. And it's devaluing platforms like YouTube and Facebook and X and wherever these videos crop up, like Instagram as well. So people who are making real content are being outmaneuvered by these fake channels making fake content who have no right making content to begin with, because they take zero talent or skill whatsoever. And I think rightfully a lot of real creators are angry about that. So they've had a bit of a backlash over this whole concept. And I think even now the public, who aren't creatives, who are subject to all this slop, are even saying, can I just have something that's by a real person now, please? Can I please just watch something real? Even they're getting sick of it.
The blurring of the lines too, Paul. Yeah. You know, like even me, like I'll be scrolling and I'm a content creator. You know what I mean? I work in DaVinci Resolve. You know, I use some AI. I incorporate that as a tool and use it in some of my creation. And so I'm kind of familiar with the stuff, but I even find myself not knowing that it's AI until I see that little disclaimer at the bottom. And there's just so much, like you said, just slop and misinformation. You don't know what's real anymore because they're getting so good, you can't tell. Even people that work in the field can't tell a lot of the times, you know?
It's getting there. And, yeah, it's getting too realistic. Yeah. You're right. I think it's a major problem. Like, I mean, the stuff I'm talking about is the obviously fake stuff. But at the same time, I've seen a video or two here and there. I've had to double check. Like, was that real or was it not? Usually there's like signs. I couldn't see a tell in that anywhere that was real or fake. But it's getting to the point, like, I watched a content creator who's not a conspiracy theorist or anything, but he was talking about this problem is arising now where under the comments section of real videos, people are saying it's AI when it's not. Like, they can't actually tell when they're watching a real video anymore. This is the difference, you know what I mean? This Russian gymnast doing this amazing routine that got recorded, which is very real, that's AI, that's not real, that's fake. No way can anybody actually do that. People don't actually know what people are capable of anymore. Now, if that line's been crossed, then think of the deep fake issue here. You could basically make anybody look like they're doing anything. And that's the problem. That's a huge, major problem. And I know how these people react to controllers. They create a problem. We react. They offer the solution. So go back to David Icke's basic principle on this. You know, we would say we want about his beliefs. He's right about that. Okay. Problem, reaction, solution. We're in the reaction phase right now to a problem they've caused. So what's the solution going to be? We need to be very, very, very wary about new things that are going to come out soon to combat the rise of AI misinformation. I guarantee that's going to take some more of our own freedoms away very soon.
Oh, man. So good point. Good point. I never thought of that. Yeah, because we're so confused now. We don't know what's real and what's not. So now they're going to establish an information police to filter, like, as you use that term, to filter the information now.
Yeah, and it'll be a trust me, bro, like, we'll tell you the truth type of institution, you know? Yeah, it's we're living in a post-truth world, aren't we? It's kind of what is or isn't true anymore. Who can truly know, you know, with AI and these advancements in technology? Like, you can't possibly know if anything's real. Like, anything, even, like, the problem is, like, even in courts, every video is now inadmissible. All footage, like, it could have been made by AI. Like, everyone can claim, that's not me, I didn't really do that, that's an AI rendition of me, that someone's made that, they're framing me. Like, the guy could literally rob somebody. It's kind of his word against yours. It's kind of like, no, he doctored that footage, that isn't me, I wasn't there, I didn't do that. He used AI to generate footage of me robbing him. Like, plausible, actually.
Yeah.
People can actually do that and falsely accuse people. So what do you do in a world like that? What precedents do we set? What laws do we put in place? What safeguards do we put in place to protect people from fraud like this? And these conversations are around the corner, is all I'm saying. These are going to happen, probably even this year.
I want you to get together.